There's some talk that Democrats are somehow divided, that some of them want to talk about impeachment as they're running in November, and others think that's a turnoff, that some want to talk about abolishing ICE, and others think that's a bridge too far. Now, are you worried that, you know, the old joke about the Democrats being in a circle and the firing squad and all of that, that the Democrats will shoot themselves at least in the foot and blow an opportunity to move ahead this November?
No, I'm really not. Look, the Democratic Party is a big tent. There's always going to be a few voices saying things that if you zeroed in on them in isolation suggested that that's what, you know, Democrats, Big D, stands for, you might create some controversy. But the truth is the abolish ICE thing has kind of run its course. This was never something very many Democrats were calling for. And even the ones that were have kind of walked it back. They realize that that's bad politics and that maybe we should just focus on the folks who are giving the orders for ICE to do all these terrible things rather than suggest we should, you know, somehow reshuffle the org chart. In terms of this broader narrative about Democrats being at war with each other, I don't see it. I really don't. In fact, the people that I see talking most about impeachment are the talking heads out there that are telling Democrats not to talk about impeachment, which is kind of ironic, right? So I'm one of those Democrats co-sponsoring articles of impeachment. When people ask me about it, I'll very candidly say, of course, my God, what more would you need to see? Of course, impeachable offenses have been committed by this president, and I would vote yes to impeach him right now. But I make sure to finish that sentence by doing what I think is only responsible, explaining that I'm nowhere close to having 218 votes to make that really happen. So we've got to focus on other points of accountability. We've got to focus on all the congressional oversight that's not happening, that should be happening. We've got to focus on defending the Mueller investigation, on defending our free press, and defending the independent judiciary. If all of that is done, I can't tell you if Trump is going to be impeached or if he's going to resign or whatever, but I'm pretty confident there will be accountability, and that's what matters.
I asked Representative Huffman if he has a message for the immigrants in our community.
I want to assure them at every chance I can that they are welcomed, that they are valued, that they are, as far as I'm concerned, Americans and constituents in every sense, and I want to defend and protect them. At the same time, it's a complicated message because you've got federal officials under this administration that are out there doing some terrible things that they should be afraid of. And I don't want them to be complacent and get themselves and their families potentially separated. So it's a little complicated, but what we need them to know is that they can trust their local and state officials. They can trust their schools. They can trust their local police departments. They can report crimes when they see them. They can go to the doctor and the health clinic, even the public, even the federal health clinic. But they've got to be real careful with immigration authorities and with federal agencies. That's a little bit of a complicated message, but if they can sort of keep those lanes in mind, I think we can get through this.